Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting third, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth, the third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Mel Hoderlin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Specsha. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Specsha. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Busby reaches second base with a double. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Kell reaches second base with a double. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hoderlin out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Shea covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Spec Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busby moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoderlin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Lepsio scores. Henry goes all the way around to score. Goodman moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maxwell. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Maxwell steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman scores. Maxwell moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganez hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Specsha. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Connie Marrero now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoderlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoderlin. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a fly ball towards center. Busby catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Hoderlin reaches second base with a double. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marrero fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Fitzgerald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kell bunts in front of the plate. Fitzgerald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jensen scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-3 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olson now playing left field. Del Wilbur now catching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Connie Marrero. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Bill Worley now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Busby moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Yost scores. Busby moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Vernon scores. Sievers moves to second. It's Red Sox, 6, Senators, 6. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoderlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kell. Sievers scores. Vollmer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost is hit by the pitch. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Bill Worley. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.